Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, it is Figgy Smith's Take in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there and happy National Barbecue Day.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so today is National Barbecue Day. Luke, are you a barbecue guy?
Absolutely.
You like barbecue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was kind of thinking, I'm like, man, it wouldn't be surprised if you was like, I don't really care for barbecue.
No, I like it.
Sometimes you get people once in a while that. Yeah, so, happy National Barbecue Day. And so Yelp, they ranked the top 10 barbecue cities in the U.S., and they did this based off of reviews from top barbecue restaurants. Mm-hmm. So that's the criteria. So I'm going to go through the list and let me know how you feel about this. So I'm going to go from 10 to 1.
All right.
Number 10 is Nashville. I'm actually shocked that's not in the top five because I feel like people talk about Nashville and Memphis barbecue a lot.
Okay, so there's a difference. To me, Nashville's not a top 10.
Really?
Now,
really?
I don't even know who the other nine are. But Memphis, for sure. Memphis might be like two or three.
Okay, now these are barbecue cities.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Trust me, I've been lucky enough to travel all over the country.
Okay.
And you know how I feel about barbecue.
Yeah, I'm curious to really know how you feel about this list. Yeah. Now, remember this list.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Nashville?
Yeah, I've been to Nashville a bunch. Love that city. I've never thought of it, though, for barbecue.
Yeah.
If it comes to food, I think more like the hot chicken than I do barbecue.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Nashville hot anything.
So you're not starting off well here.
Okay. All right. Now, remember, this is based off the
restaurants.
Yelp. Yelp. Comments and reviews. Mm-hmm. Number nine is Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, Durham. Yeah, Durham. Yeah, I'd leave that there.
Okay.
Now here's the thing. You're going to get me into the weeds a little bit.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
North Carolina barbecue is more it's not ketchup-based sauces. It's thinner sauces. It's
aren't they mustard-based?
No, mustard. Well, there are some. But a lot of mustard-based are kind of even further south of Alabama and all that stuff. Alabama has the white sauce. Don't get me into it.
Yeah.
All that stuff. But it's a lot of pork. So it also depends on what you like. Texas is brisket and beef.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Carolina's a lot of pork.
Pulled pork.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Okay.
But it's awesome.
Okay.
I'm good with that one.
All right. Number eight, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What are we doing?
I ain't gonna lie. When I seen this,
what are we doing?
Do I need to go to Tulsa to try some barbecue?
No, you don't.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
All right, we keep it moving on.
Yeah.
Number seven, Honolulu.
Very underrated.
Yeah, they say it's good. They say it's good if you like Korean or Hawaiian style barbecue.
Hawaiian style barbecue is tremendous. It's just a Now, don't go into it with a Texas mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind Honolulu.
I'm a big fan of Korean barbecue. I love going to Korean barbecue spots.
Yeah.
So if they talking that, like, I feel like that's legit.
A lot of glazes in Hawaii. A lot of, it's excellent. It's just don't expect to have, like, a brisket.
Good old pig roast over there.
Yeah, pig roast.
Yep, yeah. Number six is Greenville, South Carolina.
I'm good with that. Okay. Very good in South Carolina.
Okay. Number five, Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, I guess I got to be good with that. I don't remember eating too much in Charleston barbecue, but South Carolina barbecue is excellent.
I lived in Charleston. Yeah. So, yes, Charleston.
It's pretty good?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number four, Memphis, Tennessee.
Absolutely. Maybe even higher. Even higher. I love Memphis barbecue. Right. As opposed to Nashville.
So we're getting close to the end, man. Mm-hmm. Number three, Kansas City, Missouri.
I'm good with it. I love Kansas City barbecue. Now, we can have that argument that everybody likes to have, and I am on the Texas side, but I'm also raised on Texas barbecue.
So what's the difference between Kansas City barbecue or what is Kansas City barbecue for that point? I know it's a difference. But.
A lot of it is the sauces. A lot of it is the way they do their ribs are different. Very rib and pork heavy. Now, they do briskets, of course, and all that. Great chicken. Like, you can't say a bad thing about Kansas City barbecue. If you do, you're just hating, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, number two, San Antonio.
Ooh, I hadn't thought San Antonio.
This was where I was kind of like, huh?
It's Texas barbecue. Now, it's based off of restaurants.
Yeah, these are based off of restaurant reviews on Yelp.
So maybe I'm not going to say absolutely not.
I would like to see what restaurant did they getting all these reviews.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And then number one is Austin, Texas.
Good with it. Aaron Franklin, you know, he's an Austin guy. What's the other one? Salt Lick. Isn't Salt Lick down in Austin?
Yeah.
All right, we're just outside of Austin.
Yeah, no, I heard nothing but good things about barbecue spots in Austin.
Yeah, no, I am good with that.
Are you shocked that Houston is not on this list?
All right, so this is going to not...
Because I feel like they had some top-tier barbecue spots. Maybe not a lot.
Yeah.
But I feel like the ones they do have are pretty popular.
Is this for 2025, 2024, or when?
I'm not quite sure. Let me double check.
Because, okay, just as you do that, I will tell you this. Houston, by and large, has not been a great barbecue restaurant city.
Yeah.
There haven't been. I mean, there's great barbecue in Houston, mm-hmm. as we all know. But that's a lot of pit masters. That's a lot of weekend, you know, pit masters and all that just make great barbecue. But in terms of restaurants, the reason I'm asking what year it was.
So this say 2025, top barbecue cities of 2025.
All right, well, they must have missed some then, because clearly Truth Barbecue right now, I would put up against anywhere in the state. I would put up Killens. I'd put up Ronnie's Place. I call him Ronnie.
I was just there yesterday.
It's so good. Pinkerton's.
Pinkerton's is solid. Yeah.
Gary's is great. So I think like Houston's made a big move, in terms of restaurants. I did look. I would add a couple of cities that are maybe not on the list that might come as a surprise. Don't shoot the messenger. Trust me, I love barbecue and I eat it all the time, and I think I know just enough to be dangerous. New York City is really good for barbecue. New York City.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. And the reason is the top chefs in the world have kind of like upgraded or put some tweaks on it. I've had some great barbecue in New York City and Birmingham.
Okay.
But you got to get used to the white sauce.
I love the white sauce.
I'm intrigued.
I want to go on the barbecue tour. Birmingham. And just go to all these places, even Tulsa.
I would replace Tulsa with New York City.
Okay.
I would replace, although I got to give them credit because it's San Antonio, it's in Texas. I would maybe replace one of the Carolinas with Birmingham because I think you're being a little redundant with Charleston and Greenville.
Mm.
So I would have Birmingham up there and New York City up there, take out Tulsa, one of the Carolinas. And if you really, really want to get specific, let's talk about Lockhart. Lockhart, Texas, is the barbecue capital of the world.
Yeah, somebody from the 832 just texted that in.
Lockhart is the place to go if you want barbecue.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Happy National Barbecue Day, man. Celebrate by getting some barbecue. Yeah. I did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so Jalen Ramsey, who is currently, I think he's still with the Miami Dolphins now, but I think he's currently looking for a trade, maybe looking for a different team. I don't know what team going to grab him up. But this is an old clip of him with Bussing with the Boys. And it started kind of getting around a lot. This is from 2019 of him talking about how he used to get under his opponent's skin back when he played at Florida State. And I want to know, is this fair or is this foul as hell?
In college, like when I was at Florida State, I was grimy, like super grimy. I didn't care. Like I would talk about your girlfriend. Say I was playing like a big receiver at whatever school, I would look up his Instagram, see his girlfriend, whatever, boom, boom, and I'd probably go slide in the DMs.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah
before the game?
Before the game, yeah.
Like, I love that, dude. That's amazing.
Before the game, I would probably slide in the DMs. But either he know about it or he don't, but either way, I'm bringing it up in the game. Like, yeah, you know, I slid in first name basis, DM, she hollering at, like,
they get so mad
away. People get hot about that. But I'll say when I got to the league, though, I stopped that because now people got wives and stuff. Yeah. I ain't talking about wives.
That's so foul. Good. No, hell no. That's good.
Fair game?
Hell no.
I think I draw the line in sliding into the DMs.
But it's just girlfriends. It's just like he's just, it's college.
Just imagine if you was playing in college and you was with your wife. I don't know if y'all was married in college or nothing, but y'all probably was dating. Just imagine you on the field and somebody like, yeah, I was in Jan DM, baby. That would tick me off.
You're damn right.
Yeah, that's true.
And which is not really smart because, like, if I go off, then I'm out my game.
Yeah.
And he wins. But that would tick me off, man.
Yeah, and you know what? Now that I think about it, in his defense, it takes two to tangle. It's like whenever there is a situation like that and you always get upset at the person outside of the relationship. It's like, no, you should be upset with the person you're in the relationship with. Now that I think about it more, I guess there is no harm in getting in their DMs because it's up to that person to reciprocate or not. So that's fine. Fair game. I changed my mind.
Yeah, no, I'm glad he said that about the wives. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but college? Sure, man.
Stuff like that, I would have told my girl, like, hey, you need to deactivate your account. I don't need all of these dudes, all these athletes, but at that point, man, I mean, if it's just your girl, it's just some girl you talking to, hey, it's fair game, man.
Yeah,
if she's that easy to get a reply back and all that stuff, she for the streets, man.
Yeah.
It's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. I thought this was kind of cool right here. So the Pittsburgh Pirates will be doing a bobblehead giveaway of Mac Miller. And Matt Miller, who was a rapper who passed away a couple years ago, I want to say he passed away in 2018. And they doing a bobblehead night for him on July 19th. And that kind of got me thinking, if we can do something like that in Houston, who would the bobblehead be? Before somebody that passed away,
right?
The first person I thought about was Selena.
Oh, heck yeah!
Bobblehead night for Selena, and then the other one obviously is DJ Screw.
I'm gonna go with Selena. That Astrodome concert,
yeah,
for the rodeo with the main, it was highlighted in the movie and everything else. Dude, that's gold. That's a great idea.
I think the Astros should do something like that, man. They should come up with a Selena night. Or something like that. Play nothing but Selena music and give out a bobblehead.
Yeah, that's a really good. Do they not already have a Selena night? Because that seems like a great idea. Low hanging fruit.
I can't top that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't top that either. That. Like, she was the first person I thought about because I'm thinking in my brain, like, if we want to get people out here early, listen to Houston early, get here early to get something. I think people get there early for a Selena bobblehead.
I agree.
I like that. Yeah, I was going to say George Foreman, but I think Selena's more creative and better.
Yeah, Selena kind of like, I would like to get that.
Yeah.
So, I think they, Asher, y'all should do something like that.
Absolutely.
Copyright that, Figgy, before you get off the air.
Yeah, at least give me credit. Yeah. They just say Figgy Fig from 610 on the mixtape said that. So Ticketmaster finally, they doing something different. They going to finally show the full price of your ticket up front.
Oh, great.
So have you,
awesome.
Yeah. So I think Ticketmaster, I think are the partners with the Houston Texans and the NFL in general, I want to say. And, don't you hate whenever you buying a ticket?
Hate it.
It's like, oh, this ticket is $49.99 or $50.
Yep.
And then you go to end the checkout and it's like $95. You're like, what the hell? So pretty much they got a thing called all-in pricing.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see the full ticket price up front, including those pesky service fees before you hit the checkout button. So no more surprises at the end. How you feel about that?
I love it. I mean, that's always been a thing that drives me nuts.
Yeah, I love it too. Yeah, like you had put there in the notes or said, yeah, the Federal Trade Commission, like this wasn't even Ticketmaster's decision. This was more someone saying, like, you have to do this now. And thank God, I've always complained about those fees. It's ridiculous. You also have to put in like all of your information and like your before they finally show you the final price. It's so infuriating.
Yeah, you got to sign up for the account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm like, man, let me check out as a guest because I don't be like, that's one reason I don't buy concert tickets like that, man, because first of all, you got to sign up for this account. You got to download this app and do all of this stuff. And then for a $30 ticket, it jump up to like, $50.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you taking the lovely young lady or something like that, now it's like, man, I'm paying all of this for this concert.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to go now.
I know.
I back out every time, man.
And then they give you 10 minutes to complete it, but you got to remember your password and all this.
Right.
Sort of
stuff.
It's like,
man,
this is crazy. Yeah. Airbnbs too. And for all those, they should all, they do the same thing. You see this price.
Airbnb does that, don't they? Yeah,
it seems cheap, and then it's like, oh, by the way, here's the cleaning fee and this fee and that. It's like, oh, okay, actually, it's a lot more expensive.
It's crazy because Airbnb, they get into a point where you better all just get in the hotel. Like, because the whole, to me, or at least my understanding of it, was the whole purpose of Airbnb is that because hotels were so expensive, and the Airbnb is a little cheaper. So now it's like, man, y'all more than the hotels.
Yep,
I'd rather get the hotels where I know it's clean and, you know, I ain't got to worry about
surprises,
nothing. No surprises, free breakfast. And, maybe a nice little view or something. I don't know.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, that's the mixtape. Every day at 120 on Sports Radio 610.
All right.
Sounds good. We didn't get to the last thing I know, but just reminded me, next month we got a Friday the 13th, June 13th. So prepare accordingly. It's only a month away.
Maybe I'll say this for Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
see if it really happened.
Yeah.
Coming up, we'll link up with the fellas there out at the Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy today, I believe, for the latest installment of that crawfish tour. We'll talk with Ron and Clint, but also get ready for Lance McCullers tonight against the Rangers. It's a big spot for him. Here in his comeback, we'll talk about the Astros next in the Loop.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.